Here's a wild stat for you. Job seekers who reach out directly to hiring managers are 2 times more likely to land interviews. We've seen it over and over and over with our coaching clients. But most people either skip cold outreach because it feels awkward, time-consuming, or like, what the hell do I even say? Or worse, they don't skip it, but they do it wrong and make a bad impression. That's why I put together our interview-getting email templates with over 15 email and LinkedIn message templates, follow-up emails, AI prompts for quick customization, and a super, super simple strategy to help you book more interviews, all within minutes. You can grab them right now at carlyagar.com/emails, or just click the link in today's show notes. But do it fast, because these won't be available much longer. You're listening to the Customer Success Career Coach. If you've been interviewing for customer success roles and keep getting rejected, even though you know you're qualified, then you need to hear today's episode, because I'm going to break down the one thing that separates forgettable interview stories from the ones that get you hired. And I promise by the end of this episode, you'll know exactly how to weave your superpowers into every single interview story you tell. So stay tuned. What if the only thing standing between you and your next big career milestone is just a strategy you haven't heard yet? I'm Carly Agar, customer success veteran, award-winning career coach, and your go-to for getting hired and promoted in customer success. Whether you're breaking into the field or ready to level up into leadership, this podcast is your shortcut to real career growth. Every episode is packed with practical takeaways, data-backed strategies, and zero fluff advice that actually works, so you can start making moves towards your goals immediately. If you're ready to take control of your career, well, then you're in the right place. Welcome to the Customer Success Career Coach Podcast. Welcome back to the Customer Success Career Coach. If you're new to the show, welcome. Thank you so much for being here. And if you're not new, thanks for coming back. You know how much I appreciate you giving me your time. So recently, I was meeting with my team and we were reviewing client interview practice sessions, just kind of talking about like patterns, things we're seeing, things we hear ourselves giving feedback on often. And one of my coaches said something that really stuck with me. She said, "I just listened to 3 different people tell basically the same story about saving an at-risk account, like almost word for word identical stories. And they all are coming from different companies, obviously, different industries, whatever. These are 3 different people." That's obviously a problem, because if you're telling the same story as another candidate, then you're just going to be forgettable. And this is not just a one-off coincidence. This is happening a lot. The job market over the past 2 years has absolutely crushed people's confidence. And when you don't feel confident, you start kind of just showing up to interviews sounding exactly like everyone else. You give these very perfectly structured answers that check all the boxes, but they're forgettable. They're generic. They're flat. They don't have any personality. There's no like zhuzh to them. And unfortunately, that is a huge reason why people, even the most qualified candidates, get rejected, is because their interviews were just kind of boring and generic and forgettable. So today, I'm excited to talk about how to re-find your own superpowers, the things that make you unique and special, and weave those into your interviews so that your interview stories are memorable, so that you sound confident, and honestly, just so that your interviews go way better. So let's just jump right in. First, I just want to help with kind of helping you identify if this is a problem for you right now. So chances are, if you've been rejected a bunch of times, or you've just been searching for weeks or months or however long, and you're feeling frustrated by the job search in general, then chances are you've started to question things about yourself. Like maybe you don't think you're as good as you thought you were. Maybe you are starting to question if your experience is as valuable as you once thought it was. Maybe you used to think you were good at interviewing and now you think you suck at interviewing. If any of those are true, or if a multitude of those things are true for you, then it's very probable you are showing up to your interviews sounding defeated. You may not notice it on the surface, but someone who doesn't know you is going to read that and is going to feel that. And unfortunately, when you sound and you feel defeated, that is an indicator of your confidence. So you're not going to sound confident. You're going to tell very safe, generic stories that kind of sound like everyone else's. That could be because you've given up. You're not as excited. You just don't feel as good about your experience, so it doesn't come out when you're talking about it. Or it could be that you've overanalyzed your stories and you've like stripped out all of the things that make you unique and special. So if any of that rings true for you, the brutal truth is your interviews are probably falling very flat. And the solution to fix this is very easy. And it's exactly what we're going to walk through today. And that is you need to just rediscover your superpowers. You need to reconnect with the things that make you different, the things that you're especially good at, the things that make you different from every other CSM in the industry. And I promise that once you reconnect with those superpowers, you're going to not only feel a lot better, but you're going to sound a lot better in your interviews. So it's going to have a lot of benefits, and it's really easy to do. So let's just get right into what is a superpower and how do I reconnect with them? First off, when I say superpowers, I'm not talking about some like grandiose, crazy, elusive thing, okay? I'm talking about the little things that you're especially good at, the things that come naturally to you, the things that maybe you don't even realize are special because they're just how you operate. For example, maybe you're someone who always comes to customer meetings like thoroughly prepared. Like, doesn't matter how long the meeting is, who it's with, how much time you had to prep, you are always thoroughly prepared. You know the account's usage data, you've checked all their support tickets, you know exactly what's happening in that account. That could be a superpower because there are other CSMs who don't do that. Or maybe your superpower is that you're just really good at making customers feel comfortable. Like even the guarded, skeptical, kind of quiet customers tend to open up to you and start sharing what's really going on. Or maybe you're just really good at making boring topics engaging. Maybe you can take a super dry product feature and turn it into something that customers actually get excited about. These are all superpowers. They're not grandiose things. They're little things. But the thing about superpowers is most people have no idea what their superpowers are because they come so naturally to you. So you just assume, oh, doesn't everyone prepare for customer meetings like this? No, they definitely don't. Or maybe you think like, customers just open up to me because I ask good questions. Like, doesn't every other CSM ask these good questions? No. So the things that feel effortless to you are often the things that make you unique. These are often the things that separate you from other CSMs. But because they feel effortless, you don't think they're worth mentioning in an interview. And so you strip all of that stuff that makes you unique and special and great from your interview stories, and you just become like every other CSM. So that's what we are fixing. Now that you have a better idea of what superpowers are, you're probably wondering like, okay, well, how do I figure out what mine are? Because if you just tell me to think about my superpowers, I don't even know where to start. Like, I'm overwhelmed. So I'm going to walk you through a little process you can use to find your superpowers really easily. Okay. So step one is first to identify what I call the symptoms of your superpower. Basically, you're looking for the things you do well or differently when it comes to common CSM responsibilities, common CSM skills. And for this episode, we're just going to focus on one thing as an example. I'm going to use the most generic thing that CSMs do possible, which is talking to customers. So I want you right now to think about when you talk to customers, whether it's a QBR, a check-in call, a product training session, it could even be an email, whatever. What do you do especially well? Are you especially good at being thoroughly prepared, like we already talked about? Are you especially good at making customers comfortable? Do you do an especially good job of making everything you're saying feel extremely relevant to who you're talking to? Do you always come with something of value? Are you making sure that customers always walk away with something useful? Do you always keep customer conversations fun and engaging? Do you ask great questions? Are you really good at handling difficult conversations? Maybe you're especially comfortable adapting to different personalities. Like you can talk to someone who's super quiet and reserved and technical, and you can also mirror someone who is confident and high energy. Are you really good at talking to executives? Are you really good at talking to technical folks? So I just gave you a huge list. Pick two of those things that feel true to you. Chances are more than two feel relevant to you, but just pick the two that like really, really jumped out. And all you're going to do is write them down, put a note in your phone, whatever. If you're driving right now or walking and you can't write them down, just remember the two, okay? Those are just the symptoms of your superpower. They are not the superpower itself. It's like if you go to the doctor and you say, my throat hurts, that's the symptom. But the doctor still needs to figure out why your throat hurts, right? Like, do you have strep? Is it allergies? Is it a cold? It's the same thing here. You've just identified the symptoms of your superpower. Like, I'm good at making customers feel comfortable and I'm really great at talking to executives. But now we need to figure out why you are good at those things, why those things are true for you. And that is step two. And this is where we identify your actual superpower. So step two, we've got our two symptoms, or one, however many you chose. And now it's time to figure out the why behind them. And the way that you're going to do this is by asking yourself some deeper reflection questions. There's a quote that I really love, and it's something along the lines of like, the quality of your life is determined by the quality of the questions you're willing to ask yourself. That could not be more true in so many ways, but it is so evident here. By asking yourself quality questions, you're going to get quality answers. You're going to reveal so much about yourself that maybe you didn't realize before. So let's do an example. Let's say that one of your symptoms is making customers feel comfortable. Awesome. Now I want you to dig into that. I want you to try to figure out, why do you make customers feel comfortable? How do you do that? What are the specific things that you do to enable them to feel comfortable? Is it something that you're doing in like the first minute of a customer conversation that immediately makes them feel comfortable? Is it something you do specifically when a customer seems like nervous or a little bit guarded or reserved? Is there a specific way that you handle that? If someone seems like frustrated or sad or just like they're having a bad day, is there a specific thing that you do to get them out of that or to acknowledge that? These are the kinds of questions that you want to ask yourself. So you're digging into your symptom and basically just asking, well, why? How do I do that? What are the specific things I do to make that happen? Let's do another one. Let's say that one of your symptoms was getting customers to open up. Okay, so what is your process for building trust? How do you know if someone is holding back information? But how do you recognize that? And then what do you do in response? Or what questions do you ask people that tend to always get people talking? So do you see what I'm doing here? I'm trying to get you to articulate the specific things you do that create the outcome, because that is your superpower. Now, before we get to how you can do this on your own for other things besides just talking to customers, because that's just one example, I want to show you the power of weaving these superpowers back into your interview stories. So I'm going to give you an example. I had a client, I went through this exact process with a client recently, so this is like perfect timing. So the mock interview question was, tell me about a difficult customer conversation you handled well. This was her original answer without her superpower. I had a 90K account that had been showing declining usage for several months, and their champion warned us the renewal was at risk. I pulled adoption data, saw usage had dropped among managers, and met with the sponsor and champion to review my findings. I proposed a targeted training plan, worked with support to update documentation, and scheduled regular check-ins to monitor progress. Usage increased by 35% in 6 weeks, and the customer renewed for another year. Okay, so this is not a bad story. It's structured well. She gave context. She told us what she did. She gave us a positive result. But here's the problem. The interviewer listening to that story will learn absolutely nothing about her except that she does what CSMs are supposed to do. There's literally nothing in that story that makes her sound unique or special or different or especially talented in one thing or another, right? That story could have literally been told by any CSM. It is that generic. So now let me show you the same story after we wove her superpowers into the story. This is going to blow your mind. A 90K account had been showing declining usage for several months, and their champion warned us the renewal was at risk. I pulled adoption data and saw usage had dropped among managers. But instead of just presenting the data and proposing a solution, my approach is always to ask open-ended questions first to surface what's really behind the numbers. So I met with this sponsor and champion and said, "Walk me through what's been happening with your managers over the last few months. What's changed for them?" That's when they opened up and admitted that some of the managers reported feeling the workflows were confusing and they hadn't been trained thoroughly. Based on that, I proposed a targeted training plan, worked with support to update documentation, and scheduled regular check-ins. Usage increased by 35% in 6 weeks, and the customer renewed for another year. Do you see the difference? In that second version, she explicitly shared her approach. She shared her thought process, like, "I don't just like to present data. Instead, I like to ask lots of questions about the data." That one little change completely transforms not the story, but our picture of this candidate. Now I'm starting to learn, oh, okay, so you're someone who doesn't just take things at face value. You're someone who likes to dig into the deeper meaning behind data. You're not afraid to bring data to a customer and ask them questions about it. Wow, you sound like someone who's really collaborative, right? So I've learned so much about her, and that is going to help me separate her from other candidates. That is the power of weaving superpowers into your interviews. And it's as simple as inserting sentences here and there that start with things like, "My approach is always to, what's always worked really well for me is, since I naturally think this way, the first thing I did was, my philosophy is always to, I've found that the best practice here is." Those phrases signal to the interviewer, like, "Hey, I'm about to share how I think. This is what makes me different. This is what makes me special and unique. This is where I bring extra value compared to all the other candidates you're about to talk to or have already talked to." And that is what gets you remembered. That is what gets you hired. All right, so if you're still not 100% sure what your superpowers are, here are some questions that you can ask yourself. Number one, what do teammates usually come to me for help with? Two, what do customers or managers often compliment me on or thank me for? Three, what feels effortless to me that I notice other people struggle with? Four, what habits or practices do I do without even thinking? Five, what feedback have I gotten from my manager or peers that points to a strength? Those questions will help you find some of your superpowers, but then the other thing you can do is, and the other thing you should do really is, think about everything we talked about today for other CSM skills too, not just talking to customers. You do a lot more than talking to customers. So for example, you could do this and find your superpower when it comes to renewals. You could do this same exact process for finding your superpower when it comes to driving adoption. You could do the same thing and find your superpower around managing risk, around collaborating with cross-functional teams. Pick a skill, identify the symptoms of what you do well, dig into why you do those things well, and then you will uncover your superpowers when it comes to every aspect of your job. And then you can weave those into your interview stories, and you're going to start getting so many job offers, you're not going to know what to do with them. Okay, that's it for today's episode. I just want to leave with, if you've been feeling discouraged by the job market, I totally get it. The market has been brutal. It stays brutal, but you do have superpowers. And despite how you're feeling right now, no matter how much confidence you've lost in the last few weeks or months, like, you can get it back. You just need to rediscover it and be intentional about it. So my hope is that you're walking away from this episode feeling more confident, or at least feeling like you have a plan to get your confidence back. And as always, I appreciate you listening. If you loved today's episode, if it helped you in any way, please do me a favor by sharing it with a colleague or a friend or anyone else you know that is struggling with their job search right now. That stuff means the absolute world to me. And don't forget to follow the show wherever you listen to your podcasts so you don't miss any future episodes. I'm so guilty of this. I'll find a podcast I'm obsessed with, and I'll forget to follow it, and then I just completely forget that it exists. So make sure you follow the Customer Success Career Coach on whatever platform you typically consume your podcast. That way, when new episodes come out, they'll just be surfaced to you, and you won't forget about me. All right, I'll catch you next time.